he will go through a kind of grace period. It's really beautiful. I love it when I see men at this phase, although I feel kind of sorry for them because I know how brief it is. But when a man has a lot of points up on the scoreboard, a lot of accomplishments, he enters the phase of being a prince that we call late prince. And this is a period of time where you'll hear men say things like, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm almost there. There's just a couple of more things ahead of me. There's a couple more hills and then we've arrived. A couple more accomplishments. They'll use all these kinds of words and phrases that indicate that they have a new horizon, that they're seeing their arrival at the destination that they set out for so many years before. And they have the experience that they're on track to getting there, that they have a momentum in getting there, so it doesn't require the effort that's been required all these years. And they pull their heads up. They pull their heads up from they pull their nose up from the grindstone. And they are looking around and they're noticing how much more there is to life. And they're in a sweet spot. You know, they're really, really in a sweet spot and appreciating where they've gotten and what they've accomplished and what's going to be possible now. And if you look at their bodies, which I've learned so much from watching men's bodies, and there's a, oh gosh, when a man is a knight, there's a kind of pumped up quality to his body where he is cool because he exists. He's cool because he's cool. He's, well, I affectionately refer to it as hormonally arrogant, and I love them for it. But they're pumped just because they are. And then in a prince, you'll actually see that kind of energy diminish. And there's a quality about them where they live so much in internally in this process of what they're becoming, because that's what being a prince is all about. It's all about becoming. And their bodies are, they may be the same height, but they don't take up as much space as a knight does. They don't take up as much space. And then when a man gets to being a late prince, there's a new confidence and his body becomes a little more solid and his shoulders will go back and he'll appear broader and like he's on his game and he's on top of his game. And it's neat. I like to see it. It's brief. Unfortunately, it's brief. As far as I can tell, that sweet spot lasts 6 months, maybe 9 months, I think a year at the most, before something extraordinary happens. And before we talk about that extraordinary thing that happens, I'm going to say a few other things about being with princes.